listening to Learning by Proxy with Vivek Srinivasan.
Hi everyone, this week I'm going to be talking about the Indian monsoon. So millions of years ago, you had this one single landmass called Pangaea, and when that landmass started to break apart, you had one piece that came out of it which contained Madagascar, Australia and India. And from that, India broke away. India's last breakage was from Madagascar. The point at which that happened is where the Reunion Islands exist today. That split gave India the Western Ghats, but it also gave Madagascar its central highlands. As the Indian landmass started to move north towards the Eurasian landmass, there was a sea that was formed which went right from what is modern day Afghanistan right up to Myanmar. It was called the Tethys Sea, and the Indian landmass went and crashed into Eurasia and created the Himalayas. And because that sea existed over there, today you can find some of the best aquatic fossils on the Himalayas. The Himalayas rose up and created the climate pattern that we have today. Now, Earth has its own wind patterns. Typically, if you look at the zone from the Tropic of Cancer to the equator, you have winds that move from the east to west, and they're called the easterlies. And above the Tropic of Cancer, you have winds that move from west to east, and they're called the westerlies. The Indian Peninsula is so wedged that we have a very unique weather pattern that we notice in India. The winds move contrary to the prevailing winds. So what happens is, during the summers, the land heats up, and that heating of the land creates a low pressure zone on the Indian subcontinent. And because of that heating and the low pressure, you have all of this cool wind from the sea that starts to move in to occupy that. And that's what causes rainfall in India. Now, on the eastern side, we have the Bay of Bengal, and on the west, we have the Arabian Sea. And for us, monsoon begins from the Arabian Sea branch, which is the winds moving in from the Arabian Sea onto the land. And that brings us the first spell of rains, which usually hits Bombay to Kerala and delivers a huge amount of rain, often flooding Bombay. And then you have the second branch, which starts to move northwards from the Bay of Bengal up towards what is Bangladesh now. And as it crosses Bangladesh, it meets with its foe, which is the Himalayas. On the west, we have the Western Ghats, and they are not very high mountains. So those rain clouds are able to cross over the Western Ghats and deliver incredible rain to the entire southern part of India. On the north, what happens is you have this branch from the Bay of Bengal that moves north, hits the Himalayas, and then just tracks the Himalayas all the way up to Afghanistan. As a consequence of that, the entire Gangetic Plains gets watered, and you have rain all along the north of India. And that's how normally monsoon progresses in India. What happened this year was a bit unique, which was, we had this cyclone called Biparjoy that arrived in the Arabian Sea. It started out in the Arabian Sea close to Lakshadweep and then started moving north from there. And as it moved north, it took all of this moisture that normally comes as the Arabian Sea branch of the monsoon into India and carried it all and took it in towards what is Gujarat and Rajasthan. It did not stop there. It continued in towards Uttar Pradesh. By the time the cyclone completely dissipated, it had watered all of northwest India. Biparjoy started forming on the 6th of June, and by the time it had landed on the Indian landmass and finished, it was the 20th of June. On the 22nd of June, Rains were lashing all over the northeast, and you had flood situations across states like Assam, Arunachal Pradesh, and Sikkim, because the amount of moisture that had been carried in from the Bay of Bengal branch was incredible this time. That rain also started to proceed towards Delhi and the surrounding areas, so it took its natural course that it takes along the Himalayas, and as a result of that, you had two spells of rain that came into the north of India. One that was brought in by Biparjoy and the other that was brought in by the regular monsoon that normally waters that land. And the consequence of that was the Yamuna filled up and you had floods all over Delhi. Especially for the people who live around Yamuna in Delhi, they had incredible flooding. 25,000 odd people had to be evacuated, most of them poor, because you know that area is such, and you know they lost their livelihoods, they lost property, and also all along the way you've seen huge amounts of precipitation as well as landslides and other such issues that have happened all across the Gangetic Plains. This is because there was just way too much rain that arrived from two different sources. In the meantime, what has happened is that, you know, south of the Tropic of Cancer, you have had lands that have been completely robbed of rains. South India has not received much rain at all this year compared to what it normally receives. There has been sporadic rain, but not enough. And consequence of that will be crop failure eventually. Historically, if you look at it, while the Arabian Sea has had many cyclones, I could not find a single instance of a cyclone that has arrived on Indian shores. Their usual target is Oman, which has had to receive many cyclones from the Arabian Sea, but there has not been a single instance that I could find where a cyclone that emanated out of the Arabian Sea arrived on Indian shores. This is the first time ever. We have a lot of cyclonic activity in the Bay of Bengal area that comes towards India. You know, everything from Chennai right up to Bangladesh is fair game, and all of those regions at some point of the or the other have been at the receiving end of a cyclone, but the western coast of India has never ever received a cyclone, and this is the very first time that it has happened, and it has been so powerful that it has been able to penetrate almost halfway through India, which is phenomenal, and it's a reflection of how quickly and how rapidly the climate is changing and what a great turn it is taking. And this is probably going to be what the future of our climate is going to look like. So we've got to prepare for this. We've got to be ready for the kind of climate that comes. And to be very honest, I don't know what the country is going to do about it. So that is the shape of our monsoon right now. In the future years, how this plays out is something that we'll have to wait and watch. Till then, goodbye, and I'll bring you another podcast very soon.